Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was kind of a cheerful spectacle yesterday in Amherst. Teachers at Maple West Elementary held a parade. Now, they're not the first district to do it. I know Dodge Elementary and Newfane Elementary have already done them, and maybe some others too, but it sure brought a lot of smiles to kids. Jason Smith is joining us, Maple West principal. Jason, I'm thinking about these kids at the elementary age. They're kind of caught in the middle of this whole pandemic. They can't go to school or see their friends, and they probably don't really understand all of this. So how did this come about, and how were you able to pull it off?
Well, honestly, at our school, we've been really working to try and stay connected to our kids because, you know, we're K through four grade or school. So we've got kids who are 5 through 9 years old who, you know, were going to school up and through March 13th, and all of a sudden they couldn't go to school anymore. So we've been doing a lot of things. We've been having virtual spirit weeks and theme days and things like that. And we really just wanted to do something that was going to bring a smile to their faces and to our teachers, because I think our teachers miss our kids just as much as the kids miss being in school.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe it's only been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like a long time when you look at it that way, but when you're living it, it's a long time. We really miss seeing our kids come into school every day and being able to work with them and talk with them. So this was something that, you know, was an idea that I saw somewhere else, and I sent the message out to my staff, and we had over 80 teachers and staff that came and participated yesterday.
That's awesome. So they were driving around the streets where the kids go to, you know, where they live in your district, and what was it like?
It was great. Like I said, there were 80 teachers and staff that came. We broke down into 4 different groups and kind of broke our district down into quadrants so that we could cover a lot of the area, and so that students wouldn't have to congregate in areas. They could stay on their own property, in their own driveway, on their own sidewalk. So our teachers decorated their cars, and kids made posters and dressed up in their Maple West gear. A lot of smiling faces. It was a really enjoyable event.
Yeah, I'm sure it brought as much joy to the teachers as it did to the kids. How is the whole remote learning going?
You know, I think everybody, you know, all the educators in the area and actually in the country that are affected by this are doing the best that they can, trying to stay connected to kids, trying to get meaningful work to them, meaningful activities. I know our teachers are, you know, contacting and communicating with children every single day, whether it's, you know, phone calls, emails, videos that they push out to them, video conferencing, you name it, people are trying to do it.
You know, when you think about going back, can you even imagine it this school year?
Honestly, I can't answer that question. I hope we do, but I don't have that kind of information.
Right. No, I'm sure. But, you know, I'm sure this brought a lot of smiles yesterday, and it was a great thing. We've got pictures and video over at WBEN.com. Jason, thanks so much. Jason Smith is the principal of Maple West Elementary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.